Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave, and a tip of the hat on the fine job of the Outlook meeting at the Beef House, and it was a nice Outlook meeting and a nice crowd, and you can't beat the weather and wonderful comments.
You've been to a lot of them. How'd this one rank among those?
Oh, it was great. It was great. And, you know, a lot of very good people. And, you know, there's been kinder messages in the past. But, you know, the messengers were probably the best of the class.
Want to ask you after, let me just say this first. For those of you who weren't able to go to the All-Day Ag Outlook meeting, or those of you who want to hear parts of the meeting again, I've started the process of getting it all coded up. Probably we'll have it up on the web by sometime on Friday, so keep checking back on that, willag.org. Paul, did you pick up any tidbits at all that are worth sharing from the meeting today, yesterday?
Well, I think that, of course, the big factor is that there is a few more acres of beans probably being talked about. It's interesting today after the USDA report that it was basically it's a bearish world production, and we're basically seeing a very strong rally in soybeans. And I think one of the factors is that we are seeing a very tight carryover in the old crop soybeans, and we are unwinding fund positions that were long corn, short beans, and obviously this price rally, we are buying more bean acres. I think the big factor here is that this, everybody probably did a good job of marketing soybeans, but they did a bad job of marketing corn. And, the other factor is that I think the big factor is that it's going to be a tough year in agriculture. And, and I think people know it. And the other factor that we're getting from meetings this morning, the war cry out in the countryside is to buy a lot of crop insurance, because it probably looks like it's a thing to do.
So I look at the charts, and I look at the May daily chart in soybeans, and in the pit and electronic combined. It looks to me like, you, given today's action, you might be able to make an argument for another run toward 975.
Yeah, I think the 40-day turns friendly here at 955, but one of the things that I think we have to realize is that there is a ton of beans, corn, and wheat in the world, and the function of the marketplace is to probably bring in soybean meal in the U.S. or even soybeans into the United States. I don't know who will do it, but the function of the marketplace is to shift demand out of the U.S. and into the South American soybean production. I look at it as if it does go to 975, it's probably a selling opportunity. But the market is very efficient, and if there's any distortions, it will happen really quick. And I think it's important before you turn too bullish, it does need to close above 9.55 today in the May soybeans. We're 4 cents over it right now.
We're 4 cents over it right now. So we'll see how the day ends up. The commodity I guess I would be most particularly bearish about at this point is wheat. Again, today, major wheat sales in the world and the U.S. gets passed over yet again. A record that keeps going over and over again. U.S. can't get any significant sales. And with the supplies that we had given to us today by USDA, I don't know what's going to keep it up from, maybe making a move down in the 450s eventually.
Well, a billion bushels of carryover in wheat, and the world wheat supplies up another million metric tons, you could argue that wheat is going to turn into a feed grain, And any time there's a wheat surplus that's not being used in milling or export turns into a feed grain. That was learned in Econ 101 at the land-grant colleges. So we do have a lot of feed grain in the world. And also the major supply is the 6 million tons of extra feed corn or corn in the world. We can't export it. You know, the feed usage, you know, is going to be hard to find. And the only hope on the future is increasing the blends in ethanol at some point in time. But we are going to have corn. And, you know, is corn going to get cheap enough to where we will force more soybean acres out? So there's a lot of fun things to read in this marketplace, and we could play a lot of guessing games. But, you know, the real deal here is I think that fundamentals will override, you know, the bullishness in the market here near term.
And I guess we're beginning, if you really think about it, to run out of unknowns. I mean,
we have
the acreage report at the end of the month, but everybody seems to have that dialed in. We know that the spring is kind of wet thus far, and people are kind of thinking it might stay that way.
As Joe says, one of the unknowns that we had last year the market was facing us was the high fertilizer prices. But we've had a couple of unknowns. I think the USDA's coming in with 20 million bushels smaller corn crop and 2 million bushels of beans have left one another unknown off the table for us. So as you mentioned it, there's a lot of unknowns being taken off the table right now.
So at 9:58 on March 11, what's the most important thing you can tell producers?
Okay. What's the most important thing to tell producers on which crop?
Well, let's do corn today.
Okay, corn. You know, corn is still the most profitable item to plant versus, you know, corn or soybeans. We have a big world supply of corn. And a person is going to have to fight his way into profitability, at least on the old crop. And as I mentioned, I think crop insurance is the best game to play as far as protecting some new crop. There's some tremendous spreading and fun playing today, and I think that the person you know, that still has old crop beans can take advantage of that. As far as the corn's concerned, it's going to be a struggle here, I think, to gain much of a price rally over the next 30 days.
Thank you, Paul.
Have a nice day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois.